advise you that if you're trying to win tickets to that special Idiots Delight screening of Simple Men, to stop calling now, okay? Because we're not answering the phones right now. We do not have the facilities nor the personnel to answer the phone right now. Nor are we interested in answering the phone right now, because we are only interested right now in the fact that Marshall Crenshaw and Jules Steeler are with me in the studio. Now, Marshall and Jules are two of my all-time favorite people, slash songwriters, slash guitarists, slash singers,
slash.
You got it.
Thanks
now,
a lot.
Now, and that's Marshall. You say hi to Marshall, and that's Jules over there. Hi, Jules.
Hi.
There he is. And they are joined in the studio by Graham Mabey this evening.
Yeah.
There he is.
Good evening.
And what we're going to do here tonight, see, now, we each bring our own perception to any event, to any gathering, to any interaction between human beings. Get your hands off my CDs, Crenshaw.
You can't keep Crenshaw away from CDs. That's
Sorry.
The first thing you have to know.
Okay, I'm back.
My perception of this evening is that you guys are going to record an album live here on the radio. That's just my fantasy, okay? Now, you guys may have an entirely different idea of what you're doing here tonight, but my fantasy is this is going to be so wonderful, we're just going to bring it over to some record company honcho. We're going to say, here's Jules and Marshall. This is great stuff. Release it. Okay? So, having said that, having said that, let me also say that Marshall and Jules and several other musicians and singers and songwriters are getting together this coming Wednesday night for an event that we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks that I will be one of the MCs of, over at Tramps. It's a benefit for the singer, songwriter, musician Victoria Williams, who is ill with multiple sclerosis and who, like so many musicians, does not have any kind of financial health insurance or anything like that. She's got no wherewithal to pay for her medical bills at this point. So a lot of people, musicians, have been rallying to help her out and make some money for her to pay off some medical bills. There's been a couple of events out on the West Coast and now here in New York on Wednesday night. Pal Shazar, Sean Colvin, Bob Mould, Sid Straw, Vic Chestnut, Greg Trooper, and some very interesting unannounced guests will be appearing at Tramps. There are a limited number of tickets still available. I spoke to the people who are putting together this event this afternoon, and by tomorrow, I guess, pretty much the thing will be sold out.
Great.
Which is nice, because Tramps is a nice big place now. They're fitting like, I think the configuration for this show is about 700 people.
Great.
In Tramps. So, and all the money that's raised will go to help Victoria Williams.
Tramps like us.
Tramps like us, baby. We're born to do live music on the radio. So without any further stuff from me, I present to you Marshall Crenshaw, Jules Shear.
And Graham Mabey.
And Graham Mabey.
All right.
Collectively known as Bag of Soup.
Oh, that's right. We decided to call ourselves Bag of Soup.
That's okay.
So
that's okay with you then?
Yeah, hit it.
Okay.
Smiling through the holes in my heart.
calls from right to left. The phone just rings and rings. The moth flies through the dark and says, come on, let's burn our wings. So I flew out to the orange groves where we used to take a ride. But the warning said, go back. It's all been soaked with pesticide.
Gonna do one.
Oh, okay. Where's my capo?
Ooh.
Uh-oh. This is called She Hates to Go Home. Steady she goes. When she walked in, time froze. Faces turn around to see. She's a glittering prize to all of the guys. Who will her next fool be? From twilight till dawn, her power stays on. Most every night it's just like this. Unless she doesn't slow down. Uptown, downtown, I'll tell you what the reason is. But you see, she hates to go home after all the parties are over. Yeah, now she hates to go home where there is no one to hold her. Oh, it's plain to see why it's so. Why does it ever have to be time to go? Face the darkness, cold as stone. She really hates to go home, all alone. Her room will wait, no matter how late. Knowing how to lock her in. Oh no, it won't set her free from what used to be. What shouldn't have or might have been. Door, clothes on the floor.
running down the wall. All the pictures so old, staring so cold. It's better to be anywhere. That's why she hates to go home after all the parties are over. The darkness, cold as stone. She really hates to go home, all alone. Cold as stone. She really hates to go home all alone.
Take it, fellas.
Go home now. Better go home now. Steady she go goes now. From twilight till dawn.
Can we do that one over again? Okay, what's next?
You can get back at me on this one, okay?
Yeah, I'm plotting against you already. Where's the egg?
Here it is. The lucky egg.
If she knew what she wants,
I'd be giving it to
if
her.
If she knew what she needs,
I could give her that too.
If she knew what she wants,
but I can't see through
if
her.
If she knew what she wants, I'd be giving it to her, giving it to her. But she wants everything.
I can't pretend to give her everything.
Well, there's nothing she wants.
She don't wanna sort it out.
I'm crazy for this girl.
She don't know what she's looking for.
If she knew what she wants, I'd be giving it to her, giving it to her. I'd say her values are corrupted and she's open to change. But one day she says fine, and next I find her crying. There's nothing that she can explain. If she knew what she wants,
I'd be giving it to her.
If she knew what she needs,
I could give her that too.
If she knew what she wants,
but I can't see through
her. If she knew what she wants, I'd be giving it to her, giving it to her. There's no sense thinking I could rehabilitate her when she's fine, fine, fine. She's got so many ideas running all around in her head. She doesn't need nothing from mine. Now some have a style they work hard to refine. So
walk a crooked line. She would not understand why anyone would have to try to walk a line when they could fly. Oh, if she knew what she wants, if she knew what she needs, if she knew what she wants, if she knew what she wants, I'd be giving it to her, giving it to her. Everything.
I can't pretend to give her everything.
But it's nothing she wants.
She don't want to sort it out.
I'm crazy for this girl.
Don't know what she's looking
if she
for.
If she knew what she wants, I'd be giving it to her, giving it to her.
Well, we are listening to Jules Scheer, Marshall Crenshaw, Graham Mabey, live in the studio here on Idiot's Delight. Can I interrupt for just a minute here, guys? Can
we
please do.
Because I have to...
please interrupt our concentration, by all means.
I have to take care of a pre-recorded message or two.
Hi, this is...
Registration start.
Scheer, Jules, you were... we're back on. Jules, you were the original host of MTV's Unplugged.
Yeah.
When it had a host. For a short while, right? I mean, how long did
first season? I think we did 14 shows.
I don't watch a lot of TV, so I didn't see any of those shows. Was it something similar to this? Was it just a bunch of musicians sitting around? It was a lot simpler than what it is.
Yeah.
What it's become now.
Yeah.
Right?
This is sort of what I had in mind for it, except that Graham wouldn't be plugged in. But yeah, this is sort of what I had in mind. It was just people sitting around playing, and especially. Doing something like me and Marshall getting together and doing something like this. That's what I really like, because the original idea was that we're going to be two artists on every show, and there was going to be some point during the show when the artists would play together or I would play with everybody. Mm-hmm. Or there'd be that kind of interaction. That was one section of the show that got excised rather quickly into the process.
Yeah, why? Because it was unpredictable, or because people just didn't want to expose themselves like that?
I think a lot of the biggest artists didn't want to take a risk of looking foolish on MTV.
Yeah.
And I thought, what could go wrong? I mean, the worst thing could go wrong is like what happened here with Marshall and I, which...
I was going to say, did anyone ever go on Unplugged and just like totally...
Oh, yeah.
Was there a song?
There's been
such a rubble.
No, there's just
totally.
There were definitely moments though where there were where somebody definitely screwed up, especially things that were put together back in the dressing room right before we went on, and people just laughed.
That's what we just did.
Yeah. That's right. That's what we just did. So we have a good excuse. But
that's what makes it real. I mean, that's what
I
makes
agree
it
with
fun
you, Vin,
as the viewer
Vin?
And listener is knowing that it's happening spontaneously.
I know. Yeah, I agree. And I think it's funny. And actually, looking back on those shows, those are my favorite moments, even when it's. Even when I'm part of the screwing up part, I still enjoy it. I think it's really funny, and I think it's really human, and people, it's musicians, and they're just playing music, which is what I like. It's fun, like when you, after a show, you're in some town, and you see, they're playing across town, and you go see them. People end up in hotel rooms with guitars, and people are playing, and it's spontaneous, and it's fun, and it's not necessarily perfect, you know.
Right.
And I like that, and I think people like to watch it too. But then it got the big stars. In order to get the big stars, they had the promise that they would have the control over it, I think. And once you got the control, then people were bringing on string sections.
Sure.
And
I love that.
Back on vocal.
When I do that.
Well, Marshall, you frequently travel with a string section, don't you?
Oh, sure.
But they're not here tonight, unfortunately. I went to a taping of one of the Unplugged. So
which one did you see?
I saw when REM did it. What was that? It's like an hour show, right? It must have taken about 4 hours to tape that hour show.
Oh, no.
Because they stopped and started, and they did a couple of songs 3 or 4 times because they wanted alternate takes and stuff. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute, hold it. This is not exactly...
what I think of as being unplugged.
Well, see, yeah. they were able to exert that kind of control. But yeah. when I was doing the show, most of the people who were on were just doing it, unless something dire happened, they just kept take, whatever it was. And there wasn't really, that first year, there really wasn't that much doing stuff over. It was pretty spontaneous, really. I think those are, you know, to me, the best shows, but what do I know?
Well, just like what we're doing here tonight on Idiot's Delight. Marshall Crenshaw, Jules Shear, Graham Mabey. Now, will you guys all be performing together at the Victoria Williams benefit at Tramps on Wednesday?
Or, yeah, yeah.
So it'll be similar to what we're hearing now.
That's right. We even have...
it'll be far superior to this, of course.
This is our rehearsal. We had this in mind as a sort of a preview of Tuesday night. We had to sort of here to plug Tuesday night.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday
night. Okay.
That's
Wednesday.
What I meant.
And the three of us actually hadn't played together until right before the show tonight. That's also true. And yep, by Wednesday, hopefully.
Oh, and I never took a lesson in my life either.
That's right.
So there you go.
Well, having given all of those, modifying disclaimers and stuff.
Yes.
Continue, please, Jules, Marshall, Grant.
Okay, here's a song. This is called "Stop Doing That," and it goes like this. Keep on telling you.
do the Bobby Fuller song.
Oh, okay, why not?
This song is recorded by the Bobby Fuller 4 originally.
That's right, and what I often say is that Bobby Fuller 4 is my favorite rock and roll star ever to have been murdered by gangsters.
Bobby Fuller 4, they were all murdered by gangsters?
Just Bobby, I guess.
What, Bobby was murdered by a gangster?
So they say.
What's the story?
Ooh,
you gotta tell him how it happened.
I forget. Let me think. And
they pour gasoline down his throat or something.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and they tried to make it look like suicide. They like beat his brains in. And
but Marshall knows better.
I don't know. You have to, if you buy the best of Bobby Fuller, you can read all about it in the liner notes.
Yeah,
it's a pretty grisly story, isn't it?
And now a lovely little tune.
This is called Julie. How about a lovely little?
Who wrote this song? You know who wrote this, didn't you?
Chip Taylor.
No.
Chip, are you listening?
Okay.
Okay. I'm on acid. I can't get in tune. Okay, here we go.
Ooh, come on, Julie. I've been watching you ever since you came to town.
Applause, applause, applause.
I'm still back at they poured gasoline down Bobby Fuller's throat. The mob did? What did he do to offend them? Like not show up at a gig or something or what? What a weird story, Marshall.
I think he was just in big trouble, I guess. You know?
He fought the law and the law won and
the unwritten law.
Really?
He didn't win, you know.
No, obviously.
This one by Jules. Jules Shear.
Stops. I wanna have something else.
If goodbyes remain unspoken, I won't glorify our past, but our bond remains unbroken. If we never meet again, if goodbyes remain unspoken, I won't glorify our past, but our bond remains unbroken. If we never meet again,
now, can we do one more?
Oh, yes, please.
What? Let's do
You name it, Jules.
Let's do Homer and Jethro murdering the classics.
All right, this is the big hit of the In Their Own Words tour, USA 1992, summer 1992.
Yeah, me and Marshall went out on this tour with it was me and Marshall because well, of course Vin will know this because we did this at the Bottom Line as well. But we went on the road with this tour, me and Marshall and Don Dixon and James McMurtry and David Halley, who's from Austin. And five of us went out and did the show that Vin always does down at the Bottom Line, In Their Own Words. Only the way Vin does it, Vin is there every time, and they change people, the performers, every time. But what we did was we had the same five people out on the road, and we changed hosts.
You changed me. You changed the Vin.
Yeah, we changed the, there was a
you
different,
changed Vins.
A different Vin in every city. We had a local Vin, none of which really stacked up to the real Vin, of course.
I should say not.
Thank you.
But so anyway, we used to play this tune during some of those shows because we'd get asked to sing a song that we wish we had written. So anyway, this is Homer and Jethro's version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Marshall will be Homer during this particular show.
Hit hard. Bag of soup. Dreams really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. I want some seafood, mama, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Tell me why, oh why.
Marshall Crenshaw, Jewel Shear, here on Idiot's Delight.
Kind of brings a tear to your eye.
Now, let me remind everybody that Jewel Shear and Marshall Crenshaw and Graham, will you be there as well on Wednesday night?
Yeah, no, sure. Okay. Unless I get fired after today.
Graham, maybe on bass, will be part of an evening that will benefit the musician, singer, songwriter Victoria Williams. This evening will be taking place at Tramps this coming Wednesday night. It's Marshall Crenshaw, Jewel Shear, Sean Colvin, Bob Mould, who was in the band called Husker Du and now has a new band called Sugar, which has just released an album. And let's see, Sid Straw, my all-time favorite lady of you know, forever. I just love Sid. She's absolutely fabulous. Sid will be there. Pal Shazar.
Yeah.
Greg Trooper, Vic Chestnut, and hopefully some, well, I know for sure some very special guests whose names...
Are we not supposed to say who they are?
No, we can't say who they are.
Okay, but there's some, you know, really good people.
It's going to be a good night. And,
I think so.
As I mentioned earlier, the show is just about sold out. The only way that you can get tickets is to go over to the box office at Tramps. The tickets are not available through, you know, the usual phone things and Ticketron and all that kind of stuff. And there are, I'm told, about 40 or 50 tickets left for the event that's taking place Wednesday night. It's a benefit for Victoria Williams at Tramps with Marshall and Jules and Graham and all those other people that I mentioned. I thank you guys both for coming up here tonight and for doing this. This was a pleasure for me. I hope you enjoyed it as well.
Thanks for supporting the cause. And
okay. Well, I'll be there along with... oh, man, his name just... Nick Hill, who is a DJ on your favorite radio station,
right,
WFMU.
Yeah.
Nick Hill is one of the MCs of the benefit on Wednesday night, and I will be there as well.
Great.
To do some MCing. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, Victoria's going to be there too, right?
Is she going to be there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, cool.
Come on down. Victoria's really a nice person and a unique talent, and, you know, help out. Okay. Come on down.
Okay, so we'll see you guys here Wednesday night, Tramps.
Thanks, man.
Okay, Marshall Crenshaw, Jewel Shear, Graham Maybe. Now, here's a lady whose name is Williams. No relation